Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill. Today in Bajan History, December 14th, 1831. Account of the fatal 1831 hurricane. On this day, December 14th, 1831, some 4 months after the August 10th, 1831 Great Hurricane, readers of local newspaper The Barbadian were informed that a book chronicling the impact of that dreadful storm would be published on the 31st of December. The text, written by Samuel Hyde, editor of the West Indian, was titled Account of the Fatal Hurricane by which Barbados suffered in 1831, to which is prefixed a succinct narrative of the convulsions of the elements, which at several times have visited and injured the West Indian Islands. Pre-orders of the book and further information relative to the hurricane would be received by the advertiser in the first weeks of December. Relying on extensive eyewitness accounts from survivors of the calamity, the text promised to provide a riveting and mournful description of the harrowing event which claimed the lives of over 1,500 Barbadians. The preface of the book began as follows. The awful convulsion of the elements, which, between the sunset of the 10th and the sunrise of the 11th of August 1831, desolated the fair island of Barbados and precipitated thousands of its population into eternity, can never be forgotten by the melancholy survivors. The destruction of their property, in most cases, the whole fruits of many years' industrious effort, the mournful loss of valuable friends and beloved relations, with innumerable other calamities produced by that direful event, cannot fail to fix indelibly the remembrance of it in their minds. On this day, December 14, 1831, readers of the Barbadian newspaper were informed that a book recounting the passage of the great 1831 hurricane would be on sale at the end of the month. The book, which cost $1, was published at a time that many Barbadians were emotionally traumatized and feverishly engaged in the rebuilding process.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.